local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, busy Monday, busy second hour continues here on News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon on a very noteworthy day and week here in the political world. And 48 hours removed from the failed assassination attempt on Donald Trump this hour, Congressman Matt Gaetz hosting a Never Surrender rally at Marcus Point Baptist Church. Support and prayers for the former president, as today Donald Trump officially recognized as the Republican nominee and naming his vice presidential candidate as being Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. So earlier this afternoon, we had the official roll call, and it was Florida's votes that put Trump over the top.
Florida, 125 votes, President Trump.
And that led into a song, Celebrate Good Times. And since then, it's been nothing like nothing except that in Milwaukee here. Still haven't seen the former president on stage. There were talks earlier this afternoon that he may make a surprise appearance. He did not, but they did introduce Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, now the Republican vice presidential hopeful. We'll, at 5:35, talk with Bobby Rossi. Of course, he and Andrew are in Milwaukee for the convention. Bobby will join us coming up later on this hour for a look at how security's been today, the mood and the environment inside the arena. So we're looking forward to hearing what he has to say each day of the convention at 5:35. Coast Guard choppers were seen flying across Milwaukee, and nearly impossible to drive anywhere. Streets blocked with concrete, and trying to walk around is a very cumbersome process as well. So stick around for more on that. Also, there, of course, is the aftermath and the investigation now moving forward into that failed assassination attempt on Saturday. The shooter behind it reportedly bought 50 rounds of ammunition hours before it went down. Thomas Matthew Crooks bought the bullets at a local gun store in Pennsylvania before carrying out the attack that killed one rally goer and then left two in critical condition. Of course, a bullet also grazing Donald Trump's ear as well. CNN reports one of the two local counter sniper teams were supposed to cover the building where Crooks was perched. It reportedly was meant to be a designated post in the operational plan. That I know from this morning, conversation with both Sheriff Simmons and Bob Johnson that Andrew had, and Austin, you were a part of that on the morning show this morning as well. Mm-hmm. Both men, and of course, I don't think anybody could look at that and not come to a conclusion, at least prematurely, that at some level, a catastrophic failure, breakdown of security, communication, whatever. But that cannot and should not happen.
Absolutely, yeah. And as you said, both Sheriff Simmons and Sheriff Johnson were on, and they do have experience, you know, working with that level of security, and they know what the standard is. And, I mean, as you said, you don't have to have that experience to know that what we saw on Saturday was not it. With Sheriff Johnson going as far as to say, like, there's going to be a lot of people fired, or at least there should be. I mean, it was just... especially with how like relatively close he was, and then the shooter. I mean, and then we heard like Republicans talking about how, hey, you know, I saw him, and they refused to like get him, or they ignored what we were saying, or whatever. It's like it's just very, very questionable. I will say it is time for a traffic and weather update, our first of the hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. We've got some backups on Navy Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. And as you continue northbound, we did have a couple of accident reports in that area that's causing some minor backups, including one if you're traveling southbound towards, let's see, if you are just passing Lillian Highway and heading towards Jackson Street. We've got still some backups in that area from a previously reported accident. Then it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Got some heavy backups there developing. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. We now have other traffic reports in that area causing backups at this time. But outside of those few spots, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for overly long.
Hot and humid weather does continue for the next several days. Of course, we'll have highs running between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. Here's the other thing. We do have a pretty good chance for rain as we head through Tuesday into Wednesday. Both days, that rain chance runs at about 70%. So look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up anytime during the day or even at night. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Quick rundown here of some local headlines today. The state attorney's office announcing an indictment has been handed down for one of the suspects in the drive-by shooting last month that led to the death of a 70-year-old woman in Escambia County. Jaquaris Etheridge is now indicted on murder charges, first-degree premeditated murder, scheduled to be arraigned on Friday. The victim, 70-year-old Myra Hayes. Area job seekers may want to check out TSA. They're having a recruiting event tomorrow at Career Source Escarosa.
Currently, it's possible to have the staffing we need to be able to staff a four-lane checkpoint. But in periods of the day, there is so much volume that's coming through that checkpoint that we're going to pull some wait times. So what we're trying to do now is make sure that we have the staffing ahead of time for when we are able to expand that checkpoint and process that volume as it comes through.
That's TSA Rep Mark Howell says all you need is to bring two forms of ID. Staff will be on hand to assist with filling out the application. Also, the opportunity for job testing to be complete and interviews on site. That event taking place tomorrow from 9 until 2. We'll take a break on that note. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, the Republican National Convention. That's right, in Milwaukee. I'm on location covering all of it, the speeches, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the pepper spray. That's right, you can be listening every morning. We're going to be doing reports and interviews about the convention and still covering all of the local news from Milwaukee. But that's right, at the RNC all week, the Pensacola Morning News, and you can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
The Republican National Convention is going on right now in Milwaukee, and News Radio Pensacola is there. Be sure to tune in to Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now for all of your updates.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see here. We've got some backups developing on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards the Detroit Boulevard area. We did have an accident report around there. North Davis Highway also dealing with some backups if you're traveling northbound, passing Creighton Road and approaching I-10. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. Also had a couple of accident reports on, let's see here, New Warrington Road. If you're traveling southbound, just passing Lillian Highway, got some minor backups over there still. Outside of that, it's going to be some pretty heavy congestion if you're traveling northbound on 9th Avenue. This is going to be if you're approaching Cervantes Street. No confirmation of an accident there, though. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound approaching Highway 87. And we did have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But at least at this time, that appears to have cleared up.
There's a good chance for showers and thunderstorms to be popping up over the next couple of days. That rain chance runs at about 70%. Tuesday and in toward Wednesday. It'll be hot too, and the humidity will make it feel even hotter. Highs will run mainly between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Looking here at some state headlines. Florida, of course, will be well represented at the convention with a list of speakers, including Senators Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, Representative Matt Gaetz, Michael Waltz, Anna Luna, Byron Donalds, and Brian Mast. Also, Governor DeSantis is expected to participate in tomorrow's Moms for Liberty town hall. Also, the Florida GOP breakfast and address the main convention stage as well. Former President Trump's classified documents case being dismissed today. Any other day in week, that would have been number one in our top three stories.
For sure.
Judge Eileen Cannon made the ruling today that the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith violated the Constitution. Trump was accused by the feds of taking classified documents from the White House after he left office and illegally stored them at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
And Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava is outraged by what she calls the unprecedented events where unticketed Copa America fans stormed the Hard Rock Stadium entry gates, overwhelming security and cops. Many were seen scaling walls, climbing through the air ducts, and even vandalizing the stadium.
We will be working with the organizers to ensure that a full review of last night's events takes place immediately so that we take all possible learnings going forward as we prepare for the 2026 World Cup.
As for ticket holders who were not able to get their seats, Hard Rock Stadium says it will work with event organizers to address individual concerns.
Yeah, this is interesting because
Miami's Hard Rock Stadium is no stranger to massive sport events, right?
Right.
It's got F1, it's hosted Super Bowls, national championships, all that. And this is the first and really only event where something like this has happened. And I think a lot of people are not necessarily brushing this off, but saying, hey, when it comes to other events like the World Cup, things like that, there's not really any concern, because I think a lot of the blame is being laid at the governing body that was overseeing the tournament, which is, it's called CONMEBOL, which is the governing body of soccer in South America. And they were saying that these guys are kind of second class when it comes to putting on appropriate world-class level tournaments. So I think a lot of people are saying, you know what, yeah, it sucks that this happened, but this is not the norm in Miami, and this is not going to be the norm moving forward.
Right.
So drivers, pay close attention this week as FHP and FDOT are taking part in Operation Slowdown to reduce speed-related crashes and deaths on highway. The enforcement campaign kicked off earlier today with law enforcement agencies across the southeastern U.S. taking part.
And here nationally, very quickly here, police in Birmingham, Alabama, searching for suspects in connection with two separate shootings over the weekend that resulted in the deaths of 7 people. 10 other victims were also wounded. Both shootings occurred Saturday night, one at a private birthday party inside a nightclub and the other a drive-by shooting. Investigators describing both as targeted incidents.
Lots of Houston area residents still without power after Hurricane Beryl slammed Texas last week. As of last check, over 280,000 customers still off the grid.
State will have to consider whether or not we should be reducing the size of the territorial region so maybe they can do a better job of managing it.
That's Governor Greg Abbott. CenterPoint Energy has restored power to around 1.9 million people since that storm hit, around 85%.
And jury deliberations continue in New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's federal corruption trial. The jury is trying to decide whether the veteran Democrat used his office and political power to help businessmen in exchange for receiving cash and gold bars. Of course, his defense team insists that they were gifts and blames his wife, Nadine, for keeping the senator in the dark regarding financial matters. And President Biden's sit-down interview with NBC News anchor Lester Holt will air later tonight. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 8 p.m. Central. Biden has been under growing scrutiny, of course, from Democrats over his age and whether he can defeat Trump in November.
Yeah, the reasons completely suck of how this happened, of course, given the failed assassination attempt on Saturday. But we literally went from everybody watching every single word that he says to, I'm not sure this moves the meter at all tonight. Convention tonight, week day number one. Bobby Rossi is in Milwaukee. We'll talk to him about it coming up next.
This is a Fox News alert. Former President Trump has swept the votes at the Republican National Convention, making him the party's pick to run for president. Fox's Rebecca Castor's at the convention in Milwaukee.
His home state of Florida delivering the delegates that officially put Donald Trump over the top. And after much speculation, the former president finally announcing his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance.
President Biden's campaign issued a statement saying that Vance has been rubber stamping Donald Trump's extreme MAGA agenda. The president himself reacting.
He's a clone of Trump on the issues. A clone of Trump on the issues. So I don't see any difference.
Again, former President Trump's been officially chosen as the GOP's presidential candidate. His running mate, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio. I'm Jill Nato. This was a Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. As many parents recover from the sticker shock of summer camp expenses, which average about $87 a day this year, they're facing another dreaded retail ritual, back-to-school shopping, which now rivals the year-end holidays in terms of household spending. Families with elementary to high school-aged kids expect to spend an average of $875 in the lead-up to the first day on clothing, shoes, electronics, and school supplies, according to the National Retail Federation. As Stellantis gears up to launch several EV models this year, the owner of the Jeep, Ram, Chrysler, Dodge, and Fiat brands is offering buyers a choice of a home charging unit or $600 worth of credits as part of the package. The home charging package includes a level 2 charging unit, with the buyers picking up the cost of installation. Wall Street started the week off on the right foot. The Dow Jones Industrial Average set a new record, up 210 points. The NASDAQ rose 74.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sportsman, and sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. It's clear Davante Adams wasn't happy last season. However, the Raiders bought more time with their star wide receiver because they fired Josh McDaniels and made Antonio Pierce the new head coach. The Raiders ended the season, though, with Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell at quarterback, and I can't see either balling out to provide hope for Adams. Devontae's under contract through the 2026 season, and because of the Raiders' uncertainty at QB, I think he'll force a trade after the 2024 season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Speed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC. Paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
After the assassination attempt on former President Trump, the world's eyes are on the GOP convention. News Radio Pensacola sent Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News to Milwaukee to cover these important events.
We are live from Milwaukee, reporting from the Republican National Convention. I'm Andrew McKay. The only news that matters was the fact that somebody decided to take it into their own hands to single-handedly kill.
Hear it live all this week from 5 to 9 a.m. on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road approaching 9 Mile, we do have some backups still developing in that area. Same could be said for Pensacola Boulevard. That's Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And North Davis Highway looking really rough if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. It's going to have you backed up a little ways past Creighton there. Outside of that, it's just going to be a little bit of congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And outside of that, there's not much holding you up too long.
Hot and humid weather does continue for the next several days. Of course, we'll have highs running between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. Here's the other thing. We do have a pretty good chance for rain as we head through Tuesday into Wednesday. Both days, that rain chance runs at about 70%. So look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up anytime during the day or even at night. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:37 here at News Radio Pensacola. We'll go up to Milwaukee right now. We've got Bobby Rossi there live. Of course, he's with Andrew all this week with the coverage on the Republican National Convention. Bobby, how are things going on day one? Pretty eventful so far.
Yeah, pretty eventful so far with J.D. Vance being announced through Truth Social Network that he was going to be the VP pick. I was just listening to your traffic report there that, you know, traffic's pretty easy over there. Traffic's not easy over here. We have a lot of traffic. There's roads. I mean, Andrew and I earlier were trying to drive around, just kind of just get to know the downtown a little bit, and then trying to get to, like, our parking garage where we have a special parking pass. We couldn't even get to our parking garage because there's so many roads that are blocked for security reasons, and then so it just leaves only a couple of access points to get to downtown, and then those access points are clogged. So then we decided, hey, let's go around, you know, other parts of the town. And then we drive by, was it a power plant or was it a water plant? It was a power plant. So we drive by, and I'm talking to Andrew McKay, by the way, across from me. So we go by a power plant. There's a Humvee off to the side of the power plant filled with National Guard. And then across the street, we see there's National Guard people just hanging out. Then in the parking lot, the National Guard hanging out. They've got firearms, rifles with them that they're holding on to. They're brandishing them. We're like, what in the world? It's this power plant. Then we leave there, and we drive over a bridge. The bridge is closed. They've barricaded the bridge, and they have National Guard on the bridge. we're just like, okay, what's going on here? And then as we drive around, we drive over a river. There's a river that passes through downtown area, and they have police, boat police, patrolling the water. In a 15-minute period, we saw about 15 to 20 bicycle cops just bunched up riding their bike together. It was a sight to behold. We're like, wow, there's like 15 to 20 bicycle cops right there, like, just patrolling the street. And then 15 minutes later, we're on a different road, and I go, there's those bicycle cops again. And Andrew goes, I think those are different ones. I'm like, what? Sure enough, as they get closer, they're wearing a different color. They're wearing green instead of the blues. And we're like, there's security presence everywhere. And then you get to the actual perimeter of where the convention is. So there's like five or six buildings. They're all kind of quarantined off, for lack of a better word. And they have built these metal fences that go up, say, 10 feet tall. And these are not really climbable metal fences. And every access point where these metal fences are, they have Secret Service and other armed personnel guarding those fences. So you cannot get into that fenced area unless you have Secret Service clearance. Now, Andrew and I did Secret Service clearance months ago and got got that approved. But you cannot get past there unless you have Secret Service clearance. So the area where the actual convention is, where the delegates are, where the meetings are, and, of course, where former President Trump will be later, you cannot even get in there unless you get Secret Service. You can't accidentally get in there. You can't accidentally, whoa, I wandered in Secret Service area. No, there's massive fences that they have built. I've never seen anything like this where they actually close off the downtown area. And it's a sight to behold. So I've had a lot of people saying, hey, I hope you guys are being safe up there. I don't think we can help but be safe.
So Andrew is wearing his $1,000 Jordans, his Rolex, and his Louis Vuitton man purse because he's like, hey, try to rob me.
Yeah. Andrew's decked out in his Rolex watch and everything like this because he's like, this is the time I can finally wear it and not have to worry about anybody doing anything.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
If anybody tries to mug you, you just go, you don't even have to yell. You can whisper, help, and there'll be a cop right there. There's that much presence.
That's great, of course, for everybody there. You mentioned Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, who is just 39. He is a first-term freshman senator. He's only been in the office for about a year and a half, and so he is all of a sudden now ascending to the top of the ticket as the vice presidential nominee. Your reaction to that news today?
I can't say I was surprised. We know he was one of the front runners to be that position. I think the big thing that's going to happen is when he gives his speech. When he gives his speech, this is going to be something that will either excite the base, or it's going to be something that's going to make the base worried. And so I would say his speech is almost more important than Trump's speech at this point. Trump's got his support. And I think a lot of people are interested in hearing what Trump has to say, especially after the assassination attempt. But when it comes to the actual weight of the speech, J.D. Vance's speech here is going to be a big deal. And so I know there's a lot of people here who are anxious to hear him speak because they don't know him that as well. Just like you say, he's been in office for a year, year and a half. They don't know that much about him. Most people don't even know his record even. So his speech is going to be the thing that's going to kind of go, hey, I think I might like this guy or not. So I think the weight of his speech is going to go a long way to the whole ticket.
Talking with Bobby Rossi, he is in Milwaukee along with our Andrew McKay, who you can hear each morning 5 to 9 with reporting and his show from the Republican National Convention. Bobby, of course, for all of the individuals that you probably by now have gotten a chance to interact with, you or Andrew, whether that be other media personnel or just maybe some of the local delegation, obviously the overdriving tone with this convention is going to be the aftermath of the assassination attempt. And of course, what comes of the investigation into that? I'm just curious if you've heard anything in particular, just maybe some ideas or just things that are being floated around at the convention as it relates to that 48 hours after the fact?
Not really. The only thing we had is that there were some protocol changes yesterday when we came into town to get our credentials and things like that. There were some additional protocol changes. Nothing that really affected me and Andrew because they've just done a great job of taking care of us, to be honest. And so we've been able to we were able to get our credentials and stuff, but they did do some protocol changes with that. And then everything else has been really, it's like what the Secret Service, the head of Secret Service said when they said, hey, are you going to make any changes with the RNC? And she's like, no, this has been planned 18 months in advance. This is I can't remember how she described it, but this is a massive national security event. And so everything they have in place is already in place. The only thing I think people are looking forward to is hearing how, if at all, this will change the former President Trump's campaign. Will his supposedly he's changing his whole speech that's going to be based on unity? And so what level that speech will be and the follow-up, you know, because you can give a speech all you want, but what's the follow-up after that speech? What's the action going to be? Do as I say, don't do as I do type of thing, right? So what's going to happen? And I think that's what a lot of people are looking forward to seeing, like, how is this going to change the campaign in general? And so that's what the buzz is. Of course, first day, the delegates are all meeting in their different groups. You got this state's meeting in their state, and it'll meet with their group, and that state's meeting with their group. And so the first day is a bunch of delegates trying to do things. The next couple of days, they're going to start getting into policy platform issues. Today was all about finances and trying to help. And in fact, they have a theme each day. Today's day was Make America's Finances Great Again. Mm-hmm. And so some of the meetings that they had today were all about fiscal policy, economic policy, things like that.
And I think also tomorrow could be a big day as far as Florida's representation. I know that Representative Byron Donalds is on the list of speakers tonight. And I think that's it as far as Florida goes. But, of course, you still have got Senators Rubio, Scott, Congressman Gates, who is, of course, here in Pensacola this afternoon for a rally that he's hosting. So a lot more still to come. And we'll catch up with Bobby each afternoon at 5:30 for the very latest. Bobby, have fun tonight there for primetime night one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Bobby Rossi there. Of course, you are no stranger to him. He is no stranger to you. And he and Andrew are doing a good job in Milwaukee there. A couple minutes late to traffic and weather. Austin, anything exciting out there on the roads?
Well, that's the thing. It's okay to be a little bit late to this one. There's only a few spots here. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 is still kind of dealing with some backups. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we have a little bit lingering on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those three spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
There's a good chance for showers and thunderstorms to be popping up over the next couple of days. That rain chance runs at about 70% Tuesday and in toward Wednesday. It'll be hot, too, and the humidity will make it feel even hotter. Highs will run mainly between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much. A quick rundown here of just some top sports notes. So, of course, with the All-Star break, little light on the actual activity on the diamond or field or court or anything like that. Tonight, though, you do have the Home Run Derby, 7 o'clock start time on ESPN. We did have a UWF player drafted today by Major League Baseball, Darian McDowell, who was from Tate High School. He was drafted by the San Diego Padres in the sixth round today. And at the 180th overall selection, McDowell is now the highest drafted player in program history. So congratulations to him. Also, USA men's basketball, as we're about a week or so away from the start of the Olympic Games in Paris, they are continuing their pre-tournament showcase with an exhibition against Australia. They're doing that in Abu Dhabi. That's not a bad place to hold exhibitions. Some sad news in the NFL. Former NFL wide receiver and return specialist Jacoby Jones passing away yesterday at the age of 40. Family released a statement saying he died peacefully in his sleep. Official cause of death has not been released. He was part of the Super Bowl team with the Baltimore Ravens back in Super Bowl 47. That game played in New Orleans against the San Francisco 49ers. Also here in our pop culture entertainment, Richard Simmons, dead at the age of 76. LAPD responded to his home Saturday after a housekeeper found him unresponsive. Actress Shannen Doherty, best known for her roles in Beverly Hills 90210 and Charmed, died after a battle with cancer at the age of 53. 5:50, we'll take a quick break. Recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well, coming up next.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Republican National Convention is going on right now in Milwaukee, and News Radio Pensacola is there. Be sure to tune in to Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now for all of your updates.
Simple as something that nobody knows. Her eyes are as big as a bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the gods. Feet are infested with tar balls. And la da 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 da. La da da da.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. It doesn't appear to be too much going on. We do have some backups still on North Davis Highway. This is if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some developing now if you are traveling southbound. This is going to be on Palafox Street approaching Cervantes. Nothing too severe, but nonetheless something to look out for. Also traveling southbound on Palafox towards Fairfield. So in a couple spots if you're traveling on down towards the downtown Pensacola area. Let's see. Outside of that, it's just going to be a little bit of congestion on Navarre Parkway. That's going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of those few spots, there's not much that's going to hold you up at this time.
Hot and humid weather does continue for the next several days. Of course, we'll have highs running between 90 and 95, and those heat index values will likely be up in the triple digits. Here's the other thing. We do have a pretty good chance for rain as we head through Tuesday into Wednesday. Both days, that rain chance runs at about 70%. So look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up anytime during the day or even at night. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, jam-packed day today, of course, with a lot of fanfare at the Republican National Convention today. What's been known for months was coming, but made official, the Sunshine State putting Donald Trump over the edge with the official roll call and the delegates pledging their support to Donald Trump officially as the Republican nominee. And Ohio Senator J.D. Vance was announced as his running mate today as well. We heard from Bobby there a little bit talking about the security. Coast Guard choppers can't drive anywhere, really. Also, people walking around is a very cumbersome process as well. Fencing along the sidewalk. So Milwaukee, a very safe city this week. Also, of course, the investigation into the shooting and assassination attempt of Donald Trump is continuing, with the shooter behind the assassination attempt reportedly buying 50 rounds of ammunition hours before it went down. Thomas Crooks bought the bullets at a local gun store before carrying out the attack. Also, CNN reports one of the two local counter-sniper teams were supposed to cover the building where Crooks was perched. It reportedly was meant to be a designated post in the operational plan. So a lot of questions, very few answers right now, and we'll see. We'll see how that investigation plays out and who is put in charge of it. Austin, let's see, we skipped over health, business, and science. I don't remember if there was anything too terribly. Amazon Prime Day. So that's a big time annually. Right. The two-day Amazon Prime sales event promises to see numerous deals offered by the retail giant. A Prime membership is required to participate.
Yes.
And, of course, we talked about Richard Simmons, Shannon Doherty. Who was the other actor that you mentioned last hour?
Sicking? Was that his last name?
James Sicking, I think.
It was something like that. Played the dad on Doogie Howser.
Right. Good show. Did you ever get into Doogie Howser?
No, I'm familiar with it, but it was a bit before my time. So, no. I know, but I know that Doogie Howser was played by Neil Patrick Harris. I will say, moving on to some wacky and weird stories here, I need to address the nation.
You do?
Yes, I
do. All right.
Okay, so we were talking about this woman in California named Florence Miller. She went to the same TJ Maxx location. She's accused of stealing from that same location up to 30 times over a span of about 9 months, and the value of the stolen merchandise was around $6,000. And somehow, Joe, you and I got onto the topic of dividing 6,000 by 30.
Yeah.
Do you remember the answer I gave?
I think it was 500.
I said 500, and then I'm like, no, wait, no. I threw in an extra zero, my bad, and I said 50.
Right.
For any of you,
which I was like, oh, yeah, that's totally fine, whatever.
For any of you mathematicians out there, 30 times 50 is nowhere near 6,000. I've been up since 3 a.m. I had to do Pensacola morning news this morning with Andrew McKay.
Are you doing it tomorrow as well?
Thank God, no.
All right.
Because clearly it's taken a toll. So I was trying to do 6,000 divided by 30, and I said it was 50. I think in my head I did 3,000 divided by 60, which is 50. I replaced the 3 and 6. I switched them around. That had to have been what I did. I don't know how in the world I would have gotten 50 from 6,000 divided by 30. Either
way. It made sense to me.
Yeah. Either way, I'm sorry. I mean, call it insecurity, call it a pride issue. Well,
I'm glad you finally apologized an hour later, because our phone lights have been just lighting up from people calling for your head because you couldn't solve a sixth grade math problem.
The people that heard me, and assuming that people even cared, they're not listening now because it's an hour later. Yes. But I will say, I had to ease my conscience.
Local and dependable, my butt.
Yeah, I just had to get out there and say, that is not me. I apologize for that. It's not an adequate depiction of who I am as a person or an intellectual.
It is, but it's okay.
It is when I'm up since 3 a.m. I'm running on fumes here, my man. So please, for the love of all things holy, give us another story so I can leave this dark past in the past. I know, but I had to clear my name at least somewhat.
Officials at Yellowstone National Park fished a car out of a thermal geyser on Friday. Mm. Park Services says a car with five people inside inadvertently left the roadway and veered into the semi-centennial geyser. All five people were able to exit the car and get out of the 105-degree geyser with non-life-threatening injuries. That's good. A day later, authorities closed the nearby road and lifted the car out of 9 feet of water.
Golly. Let's see. Some good news here very quickly here. Patriotism doesn't stop at the 4th of July. An ice cream shop in Massachusetts called Eskimo King is offering free ice cream to kids who can recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's happening throughout the month. Kids can choose a cone of vanilla, chocolate twist, and, of course, if they want, one with red, white, and blue sprinkles.
Austin, I know you can't do math. Can you recite the Pledge of Allegiance for us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
And then I remember it being followed by, you may be seated in school.
All right. 5:59, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. Again, a very busy day and week for us here, Republican National Convention. Coming up, if you missed it in this hour, Bobby Rossi, we talked to him live from Milwaukee. We'll replay that at 6:35. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola.